Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 8th of September, recording at 9:09 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, first the highlights here. Stock markets, little bit of hesitant, small amount of profit taking in some of them, although not all. India, new highs in here today, that was impressive. And in Europe, I see Germany, Spain, and Italy managed some modest gains. Other markets drifted. Wall Street was down a little bit in here today. Bonds quiet among the treasuries after some recent selling pressure. Eurobonds up. Those have shown good relative strength throughout. And in currencies, so, well, this is interesting. Little bit of divergence. The dollar started off a bit steady, then weakened, and then picked up, toing and froing here. Actually closed out with modest gains against the euro, 20 ticks, better against the yen, which is soft at the moment, I think prior to this Japanese election on Sunday. And elsewhere, though, good gains by the Australian dollar. That's one of the ones I hold, and I'm delighted to have that appreciating, needless to say. Up 72 ticks in here. The Kiwi not doing as well. Canadian strong. I'll talk about that more, and I've written about it as well. Precious metals did quite well earlier on with the dollar softer. Gold got up almost to 450, got a 449.95, and then backed off, but it's only $2.50 below that level right now. Very interesting at this stage. Platinum gave up some earlier gains. Silver, interesting. I'm not sure what happened there, but silver dropped back down to the $7 level before picking up a little bit in here today, so the softest of the precious metals. And oil a little bit, oil and natural gas still experiencing some profit taking, although they're steadier and after hours. Okay, what's going on here overall? Well, first, stock markets. This rally's long in the tooth, as I've been saying, for a while now. And you really think about secular bear market rallies that we saw. Let's say the last secular bear market for Wall Street, and I've long defined that as a process of valuation contraction. It doesn't mean that markets are heading down throughout. They usually range if there's enough liquidity around, but they do get some sharp declines punctuating those ranging rally phases, and 3 years is about the upper end of a good rally. And if you take the Wall Street lows from October 2002, we're just about there. And if you take them from March 2003, as I do, there may be a little more breathing space here, but maintain the point. We are at a mature stage of this rally overall, but liquidity still reigns supreme. And I'm not going to worry overly about it. I just want to remain alert, don't we all? I'm in here, and I am fortunate, let me rephrase that. I feel fortunate in that we now have the late August reaction lows to focus on. While markets are ranging around, and they're most of them been testing their upper boundaries here recently, given those late August lows, let me say that again, those late August lows, as long as those aren't taken out, I'm reasonably relaxed about markets. Now, if we were to get the best possible outcome and see a further surge on the upside, then we'd need to think about another support level to focus on. But currently, those August lows are not all that far away, but they're potentially important levels for markets. And let's not worry about problems that haven't happened. They're all trading above those points. But I'd be cautious about adding new money to the market at this stage. I think it's probably not a brilliant idea unless you're doing it on a very long-term basis and you're quite prepared to add in the event of a shakeout, which I certainly think we're going to see in 2006, if not this year. Okay, government bonds in here. Well, if I had any, I think it would probably be in the Eurozone, but I'd rather not have any. I think they're risky. I would be very tempted to short in the event of some further strength. In terms of currencies, this is a really interesting area here, so I'm going to spend more time on this right now. Currencies have been mostly range bound, and well, that is often the case with these forex markets. But the resources currencies, I liked those for a considerable time. Mostly played that through the Australian dollar and the New Zealand dollar. And the Canadian, though, is the one that's looking most interesting to me at the present. It's been a firm currency for really a long time, and I suppose I was a little bit deterred from that earlier on because the spread betting firm that I deal with hasn't quoted in the Canadian dollar previously, but that's no excuse for not pointing out the strength that was taking place. But you know, overall theme of mine is that supply and elasticity. The resources sector is in a secular bull market. That's really interesting, and therefore, major producing countries, resources producing countries, are going to have firm currencies here, full stop. And I think that Canada is now the most interesting one. Interesting of the resources producers in terms of its currency right now, not least because of the vast oil sands reserves. So I put up a number of charts of the Canadian dollar, and I'm going to start to open some positions, I think possibly as early as tomorrow and into next week. And the three that I've just highlighted, and you can see that in comment of the day if you haven't already, would be the Canadian against the US. So this is not getting in early, but it's still very much in form. Canadian against the Japanese yen, also not getting in early, but the best overall technical pattern, arguably. And I like that technical pattern, although well developed, I should add. And I like that interest rate differential, which is very, very attractive, nearly, well, over 400 basis points. And then there is the Canadian dollar against the euro. And maybe I should revise my comment on the best overall technical picture. The Canadian dollar against the yen is still certainly very much in form, but the Canadian dollar versus the euro has, well, it's only now forming that first step above base formation. It's really quite an interesting pattern. So I may well have positions in all three of those. I won't go into, as I mentioned, I won't go into the Canadian dollar against the yen until we've actually seen what kind of response we're going to get next week following the Japanese election. And what I'd like to see is the yen strengthen it a little bit. Let me get in at a somewhat better level. But that's my plan, at any rate. But have a good look at those charts if you are interested in currency market situations. And what else can I mention here? The dollar still looks to me, though, as if we're going to get this dollar heading lower. But it has been seeing a little bit of a rally of late, and that continued in here today. So the dollar index, it did falter earlier in the day, as happened also yesterday, but then closed towards the higher side of the range. It did that again today. See, it's going up much more slowly. As they say, it's been steady in the last few days, but it is going up much more slowly than it came down. And that's overall is a bearish pattern, and I'm positioned for further dollar weakness in my portfolio overall, not least because of the metals positions that I actually have. Should that dollar start to come off again, I think we'll get a decisive breakout by gold in U.S. dollar terms, and gold remains pretty steady generally, not only against the U.S. dollar, but against all other currencies as well. And it does look to me as if this long, tedious, and predictable and predicted ranging period for gold, I said it's going to be boring far more often than it's exciting. Boring will be the norm. You'll get months and months of sideways ranging, and then you'll get 4 to 6 weeks, maybe a little better on the upside at this stage of the overall cycle. Well, I think we're getting reasonably close to that next upward leg, which could, I would think, would take gold in dollar terms to at least 475 and quite possibly 500, somewhere in the 475 to 500 region. And I certainly think we'll see that this year. And it could start quite soon, but again, a key factor here is that U.S. dollar, that we need to see the U.S. dollar index back off and head down beneath its very recent bounce point, which was at 80.86 for the U.S. dollar index. And when we see that happen, I think, you know, we'll get all the precious metals improving, but the main movers are quite likely to be platinum and gold and silver. Silver got hit today. I don't know what that was about here. Just probably some sort of little hedge fund adjustment. But overall, I would expect silver to remain a high beta version of gold, lagging at the moment, but if gold breaks out and runs, I would expect silver to not only catch up, but to move up even more rapidly. And cocoa. I can't find any news on this cocoa, but it had another good day in here today. And you can see those charts in the library if you're interested. Every time I go on a Bloomberg and search for something on cocoa, I come up with bearish information, yet the price action has been consistent, powerful, and impressive on the upside. And I remain long. If we get some upside follow-through here tomorrow, I think I'll put in a tight in-the-money stop on that just to give myself a free ride. All the best. Oh, and remember, one point I mentioned it in comment, but Owen will be writing the comment of the day tomorrow. However, I will still do the big picture long-term audio. All the best.